Yes, Frank.
Bring us up to date here.
Then we have two items of old business for consideration from one change of zone and one conditional use. The first one being change of zone number 1600, the application of Bayville Shores Associates LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to an HR1 high density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying northeast of Route 54 and west of Bayville Shores Drive, to be located on 3.53 acres, more or less. Friday, we sent out copies of the report from the commission, giving the highlights of the commission's public hearing on August 10th. The commission, or through Mr. Smith, stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1600 for Bayville Shores Associates LLC for a change of zone from AR1 to HR1 based on a record and for the following reasons. One, the project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a development district as established by the comprehensive plan update. Two, the proposed change of zone will have no significant impact on traffic. Three, there are other residential developments with HR densities and characteristics in the vicinity of the project along Route 54 and Bayville Shores Drive. Four, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Five, the applicant has voluntarily submitted a declaration of restrictions that will restrict the use of the property to townhouse use only with a maximum number of 17 units. This is less than the density permitted under proposed zoning, and it is less than the number of units referenced in the 2002 comprehensive plan update. This voluntary restriction also limits the property to a density that is consistent with neighboring properties. Six, this project will be served by central water and sewer. Any development will be subject to the approval of the county engineering department. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
That was passed when we had our public hearing also, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what we were, Mr. Cole wanted to wait for something.
The council and public hearing, or held a public hearing and discussed it. They were advised by Mr. Sergovic's and Sergovic and Ellis firm that they had fully executed but not yet recorded the restrictions. They were waiting on a DENREC commitment if they wanted to be a beneficiary of that restriction. As I said, they had fully executed but not recorded. Council left the record open until today, and the Sergovic and Ellis were to report to Mr. Griffin that they had recorded the restrictions.
So everything is.
And they have been recorded, and they are recorded per letter of yesterday, and are recorded in deed book 3358, page 251.
That's cool. That satisfies your request.
And you asked,
the lawyer offered that, right. Mr.
Yeah.
What you asked.
And I wanted to add to what Mr. Lank had said, that I have reviewed the recorded restrictive covenants, and they do accomplish what Mr. Sergovic said that they would do, in that they say that the grantor agrees that the land described in Exhibit A, and that was that 3.5 acres, which is the entire parcel, may not be improved by any use authorized by HR1 zoning except for townhouses, which is what they're proposing. So basically they've restricted it to the use that they proposed.
Now in this, let me ask you this, Mr.
And that's a maximum of 17 units.
That's also one of the restrictions, that it won't exceed?
Grantor further agrees to restrict and limit the use of the property described in Exhibit A, that's the whole parcel here too, to a maximum of 17 residential structures with related parking and driveways. So it's restricting the number and the type.
Because an HR district would be permit a much higher density, correct?
Yes.
Right.
And the county wasn't a beneficiary. The beneficiaries to the restrictions had to be, any alteration had to be approved by.
Okay.
It has to be approved.
DLDOT was one, I believe.
Has to be approved by the neighboring landowners, and also DLDOT is a beneficiary, and also by the county.
Okay.
So with that, Mr. Griffin, read the title. Please.
Let's see. Do I have that? Maybe you have it from the last time.
Take the title.
Here it is. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an HR1 high-density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.53 acres more or less.
I make a motion we approve CZ 1600.
Second. With this six.
CZ.
CZ, okay. I understand. Then we have motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to approve change of zone number 1600 Bayville Shores Associates LLC. Questions, Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes with the restrictions that were placed on the property make it compatible with the sewer capacity and other issues of infrastructure, roads, et cetera, DLDOT environmental concerns, so I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation, planning and zoning with stipulations, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also, Mr. President, with the stipulations of P&amp;Z.
Dukes?
My vote is yes.
Based on the record recommendation of P&amp;Z, my vote is yes. Motion passed.
I would note to do some, not restrictions or stipulations, they were findings.
Right, no stipulations and a change of zone.
They were read into the record previously.
Modify my reasonings to reflect.
They were read in the record last time.
Yep.
The second item is conditional use number 1649.
Third item.
The application of Ronald W. Morgan to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a garage and parking of trucks and trailers.
Read title.
To be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.54 acres more or less, lying west of Route 213, 416 feet south of Route 625. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on April 27th of 2006. Again, as part of the packet we sent out on Friday.
Yes.
The commission in their deliberation deferred action after public hearing on May 11th of 2006. They discussed the application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1649 for Ronald W. Morgan for a garage and parking of trucks and trailers based on a record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, he does not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property, which is mostly rural and agricultural. Two, the purpose of this application is to allow a conditional use for a trucking operation with a potential for 20 employees and at least 20 trucks and 30 trailers. That is a significant increase from the 5 trucks and 12 trailers that are presently operated by the applicant. This intensive use will be out of character with the adjacent and surrounding properties. Three, he believes that there are other locations that are currently zoned for business, industrial, and commercial use that are better suited for the intended use and the truck traffic that would go along with it. Four, the application would substantially increase truck traffic on Road 213, which is a narrow road, and it does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and welfare of the area. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Now, did we come to any findings, Lawrence, that you took any notes?
Yeah, the conditions, just in case.
Now, the only conditions that I have were conditions submitted by the applicant, and there were 17, and I have copies if you're interested.
All right. Yeah.
But they've been read into the record previously.
Yeah, they were.
I don't need them. Any further questions, Mr. Lamb?
You need them. They're in the record. They have my copy.
Yeah.
Same paper.
Okay, with that, Mr. Griffin, read it.
Did he propose on that garage? Let me just ask. Did he propose on that garage to do outside work or just work on his own vehicles?
It doesn't make any difference.
They stated all repairs would be conducted inside the garage.
Okay. For just only his vehicles, or could he take in outside work?
I wasn't at the public hearing with council, but at the commission level, I don't believe there was to be outside work. I'm looking, but he's doing contractual trucking, it's not a, all his equipment. So it would be basically some outside work. There'd be no fueling operation, there'd be limited, the numbers are already referenced, the number of trucks and number of trailers. There'd no loading operations on site, all repairs to be conducted inside the garage, all parts to be stored inside except for large parts that may be stored in a fenced area. There would be no open storage of parts and materials. Business hours or hours of operation for the garage would be 8 to 8, Monday through Saturday. There would be no Sunday operations except in the event of emergencies or trucks having to leave the facility late on Sunday evening or for early Monday morning pickups. And they gave a route directionals in both directions. No trucks would be permitted on Halflinger Road unless one of the truck drivers lives on Halflinger Road. The applicant expanded garage or builds an office, the applicant is required to have water and septic. If the applicant desires to have a sign, the applicant will have to come back to the commission. All outside lights will be directional to the interior and the site plan. That was the condition submitted by the applicant.
Okay.
And I believe in the council hearing, there was something that it was talked about it being reduced. Looking for a yellow piece of paper. Shane had some notes on it. So something stated in the council record that there was, in the public hearing, that it was to be reduced from 20 to 12, I thought. But I don't see it now. So I can't really say.
Is there anybody have any recollection if there's any reduction in that before we go on here?
No.
Huh?
I don't think anybody, no.
Okay.
Is there something on the record to support this?
No, just trying to get the record. When the council hearing on in May was, a note, Shane's note said reduced to 12 employees. Their hours were referenced, not to operate at night, not opposed to fuel would be Southern States and Milford, no fuel storage on site. There was reference to a vegetated buffer, a fence around the trailer parking area. And that was it.
Read the title.
Mr. Graham, read the title, please.
An ordinance to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a garage and parking of trucks and trailers. Be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.54 acres, more or less.
Gentlemen?
Make a motion we approve CU 1649.
Second. With the conditions?
Yes.
No.
Motion by Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Phillips to approve conditional use number 1649, Ronald W. Morgan, as presented. Discussed. Questions? Mr. Cole.
I'm going to take the position that planning and zoning took, and I feel that the 20 tractors and 30 trailers that would be out of character with the AR district, and the impact that it would have on that road would be not suitable, so I'll vote no.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote no.
Mr. Phillips votes no. Mr. Jones?
I vote no also with P&Z's decision.
Mr. Jones votes no. Mr. Diggs?
I've been to the site and looked at it, and I agree with planning zoning. My vote's no.
Mr. Diggs votes no. I concur with P&Z's record recommendation and Mr. Burton's comments in his motion. My vote would be no. Motion defeated. 1649.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Barnes.
Grant request. Who's doing it tonight?